This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 64. Let's go!
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Just roll to the front. Roll to the front.
Roll to the front. Yeah. What's happening to my dance teachers out there? How y'all feeling? This is podcast episode number 64, and it's going to be a good one, so I hope you're ready. Miss talking to you guys, been a minute. The holidays are upon us. We already had wonderful Thanksgiving. Christmas is coming up, and so I definitely wanted to drop another podcast because I had some things inspire me over the last couple days, and I wanted to share that with you. So if you listen to this podcast for the first time, this is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance Podcast. We talk about dance moves and resources and music and motivational stuff, and we just keep it moving right here on the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. You can listen to it on Podomatic.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio as well. You can also get it on my website, which is www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. You can holler at your boy on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram is at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, as well as my Facebook page is Zonda, capital Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. And email is Chris at MrChrisHipHopDance.com. So feel free to shoot me an email anytime to all my teachers out there. And big shout out to everyone listening to the podcast. I've been getting so many downloads, so many mobile plays. And I just want to say thank you. I appreciate that very much. It keeps me motivated, keeps me wanting to put out material. And that's why we are here right now. A couple of things real quick. Want to let you know that I did release a single, and the single is out on, it's on CD Baby and iTunes, as well as Spotify, Tidal, and Google Play. But it is called Run, Jump, Forward, Roll. Now, this is the beginning of the album that I'm working on, and it's for like 3 and 4 year old, also 5 through 7 year old tumbling classes. Now, of course, the reason I wrote this song, because of my beautiful wife, wonderful dance teacher that she is, she's like, I don't have anything for my tumbling classes. So I already did the recorded the ballet, and I have the tap. So we had to add the tumbling in there to complete the combo set. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. So it's like, they start off. You have there's two mats, and well, actually three mats involved. One on the floor, and then you got your Mr. Cheese, and you also got your half moon. And so they run, and they jump off of Mr. Cheese, small little jump. Then when they get down on the mat, they do a forward roll. And then they come, and then you, as the teacher, are standing over there by the half moon, and they get on it, stand on it, and you hold their hands, and then they balance. So the song goes, run, jump, do a forward roll, stand on the half moon, and hold, wiggle from side to side. Right, so I have not done a video yet. Video will be coming soon. But definitely get that. We're working on some more right now. I will let you know and keep you posted when I release those. The other thing that's new that I've been working on is some online courses. I actually finished my first course yesterday, and it is available now. I'll definitely put the link for it in the show notes. But it is a course actually came out of, if you listen to podcast episode 60, we talked about on there the four technique moves you can teach in class. So we had the kick drop step, the scoop the leg wave. We had the one arm king tut move, as well as the break the bat on the knee. So what I did is I put together an online course for my teachers out there where it has, there's like a 6 to 7 minute video on there where I break down each one of those moves, as well as put it all together for choreography purposes. So I added some moves in between there. So you got the video, you complete that part of the course. And then I have three brand new songs on there for all of my teachers out there. These songs have not been released yet. This is just for my teachers who purchased the course. You will get three songs. There's a song, and they're used to drill the techniques before you get to the choreography. So there's a song called Break the Bat. I'm breaking the bat on my knee. I'm breaking it on my knee. Yeah, fun song. Used it. The kids loved it. There's a kick drop step song where you go through that. You go through different speeds. And then there is the scoop the leg wave song on there. So definitely check those out. And as well, I threw in there an instrumental song that you can do choreography to. So once you watch the video, you learn the choreography, there's an instrumental on there, and you can play that, and then you can roll, I believe it's 4 counts of 8. You can go right back to back with the instrument, instrumental, and rock out class like that at the end of class. So there you go. Check out the course. The course is $25. So you buy that, you get all of that. You get three new songs. You get an instructional video. Actually, you get 4 songs. There's an instrumental in there as well. So check that out. And I'm working on a 12-week curriculum course. I got a few emails from dance teachers that were saying, I need some curriculum. I need it over a period of time. So, you know what I mean? So if you don't listen to the podcast, if you don't have everything in one area, this curriculum is going to bring it together where it's going to have the videos, the songs, the instrumentals, the choreography, and some PDF notes on there as well. So be on the lookout for that. I will keep you posted when that is released, and definitely want you to check that out. All right, so the title for this podcast is Hashtag Mentor Monday. Hashtag Mentor Monday. And it came from, there was a video that I was watching, and the teacher on there was an awesome, incredible, dope choreographer named Antoine Troop. He was on there, and he was mentoring a student. Student's name was Sean Liu, I believe. And the video, the reason, I mean, I watched the video like 5 times because I really loved the interaction of dance as well as they were, how can I say it? Basically talking through the, you know, you were getting like an inside scoop on Antoine mentoring the student. And so I watched it over and over. I was, this is so good. I just start taking notes right away. And so I was like, I definitely have to do a podcast on it. So the whole podcast is about how to mentor your students, not just teach the moves, not just do the choreography, but actually mentor them in their journey through dance. I'll put a link to the video as well for Antoine on there. It's great. He has super dope choreography on his YouTube channel, so definitely check that out as well. All right, so here it is. If you have your Evernote, get it out. I have 7 points that I'm going to give you, and we're going to talk through them. So number one, the first way to hashtag mentor Monday your students, mentor them in this journey in dance is, here it is, this is the note that I took, allow time in your class to talk about goals, vision, goals. You can talk about it, I mean, it could be a rant, you can write it down, but let them, give them time in the class to allow them to express their vision of where they want to be as a dancer. So there's a whole scene in there where the student is talking about where what his goals are, what he wants to do. And I believe it's the same for our students. You know what I mean? There's things that they have that they want to get, whether it's, you know what I mean? My goal, somebody might say, my goal is to get a face freeze. My goal is to get the 6-step. My goal is to get, learn choreography faster. You know, we did a podcast on that. So whatever it is, but talk about it, because you know, a lot of times, you know, we have our agenda in class, we have things that we're doing, but sometimes you got to slow down and allow that thing to take place where you let them talk about their goals. And I talked a little bit about being at Flip Fest this summer, which was a gymnastics camp, super dope. But the thing that stood out to me most and that really got me is they had this notebook, and it was for their goals. And every day, they were there for a week long, every day they wrote down what their goals were. And I was like, I love that. So allow time in your class, whether it's talking about it or if you're writing it down or, you know what I mean, whatever you do, but make time. It doesn't have to be long either. It could be 5 minutes, but just make that like kind of a focus of you teaching them hip hop is finding out what their goals are and helping them to reach those goals. It's very important. All right, number two. Second thing is encourage. So on the video, I think it's at the 158 mark. You can take it back and watch it, but Antoine, he really starts to encourage Sean, and he was finding like good things, and he was like, man, it's so dope, you know, you really got a nice groove to it, and I love that, because that just reminded me, I was like, find the good things in your students, take time to talk about it. It's like when we come up with this choreography, we come up with all these moves, even when they're trying, but I just love, you know what I mean, how you do it, and your attitude is just so good. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to stop class and single somebody out, but while the class is going, just remember, encouragement is everything. Don't doubt the power of that, because when you one word can take somebody a long way, just for you saying I believe in you, or you look great doing that, or you're awesome, or your smile is incredible. You never know, that one thing, like you always looking for something that'll spark your dancers. And I talk about going to conventions and having guest teachers in. Well, guess what, encouragement is just as powerful as the other ones from you, because we get to the point where a lot of times, you know, like, I hate to say it, but it's true. Like, sometimes we're having a bad day. It's hard for us to project positive energy all the time on our students. And sometimes, I mean, we're not as encouraging as we should be. But if we keep that in mind, if we keep that as our focus, like knowing that we are mentoring these students, And keeping in mind, I got to keep encouraging them. I got to keep doing it. It definitely will go a long way. Here's another one. Number three. Tell them that it's okay to watch each other in class and learn things from other dancers. You'll be surprised how much they learn from watching each other. But here's the thing that you got to break through. You want to break through that haterade spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like looking at the other dancer like, oh, she thinks she all at her. He thinks, you know what I mean? But being able to, you know, talk about in class, you know, feel free, especially when you run groups. Find, you know, I'll tell my students too. I'll be like, find something in Jameson that you can use when you come out and do this combo or when you do your freestyle, and people start watching for it, because you want to encourage those skills, because it's going to help them become better. In the video, the student was definitely talking about, you know, watching other people online, and that's how, you know, he stays motivated. And it takes his game to the next level, because he's watching them and he's, you know, taking what they do but adding his own flavor to it. So you definitely want to do that in your class. Make room for that. Encourage them to watch each other learn from other dancers. Here's another one, number four. And I'm going to try to get through these. I just get so inspired. So I said I got seven. This is the fourth one. Here it is. Find a way to connect them to some of the past history of hip-hop dance. So find some kind of way to connect them with the old school. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be, but it can be. It could be old school, hip-hop, history, notes, facts, right? But it also can be some things about you as a dancer. You know, you'd be surprised how much it will light them up to when they hear stories about you as a dancer. Like, really? You did that? Because they look at us as teachers, and it's like, I mean, we're their teachers. But they don't realize that we were once that age, right? And you talk about your journey through dance, how you learned, what got you into teaching. But also, I mean, all the time, you know, you heard me talk about this on the podcast. I'll tell them about watching Breaking, Beat Street, You Got Served. You know what I mean? We'll talk about James Brown Split. And when we do, we talk about James Brown. We'll play some James Brown music. I'll go back to some of the old school popping songs. We'll talk about how locking was created, Don Campbell Lott Jr. You know what I mean? But definitely, because in the video, he was Antoine was talking about the younger generation. He was talking about when he was younger, how he didn't have some of the resources like they do today, like how some of the younger kids, they got so many followers on social media, stuff like that. But he was encouraging Sean, telling him, you know, you got a good head on your shoulders. He said, but the main thing he was talking about was the disconnect between generations. So it just reminded me that as a teacher, you want to connect. You want to find, and one way to connect is going back to some of the stuff in history, showing them how it applies to them now. All right, number five. This is a good one. Teach them that it's okay to need help. Find out what they need and use class time to help them and have others help them. I'm big on this. Like when we learn the coffee grinder, I'll be like, we're gonna break up into coffee grinder groups and let them help each other. It's really important, because what'll happen is you'll start teaching, you'll be going, you'll have your agenda and you're like, I'm gonna finish this dance and I'm going. And somebody is in the back, lost in the sauce. I got a song I always sing, it'll be like, lost in the sauce, you'll find me. Maybe lost in the mug, right? And won't say that they need help. Make room for that in your class. Like, not even saying like who needs help, but watch who needs help and then help them. Help them and talk to them about it. You know what I mean? What do you need? What are you going to need to hold that face freeze? Have the other students look at it. Now they get crazy. They're like, you need to hold your arm, hold your feet up. You know what I mean? But really, because in the video, I mean, Sean was saying that his thing was, he said, of course, choreography, but then the other thing was he talked about, which is interesting, it's going to lead me to my next point, but he talked about freestyling. He's like, I want to get better at freestyling where I'm not just doing the same thing all the time, right? But I want to be able to have different feels to it. So I thought that was pretty dope. So allow time to ask for help. You know what I mean? Let them know it's okay to need help. You're not the worst dancer ever because you need help. All right, number six. Allow them to freestyle in your class, right? Allow them to freestyle. Antoine said he got pumped up in the video. He was like, that's what we're going to work on today. He's like, so I'm going to give you some choreo, then I'm going to give you moments to freestyle. And what I'll do, I'll choreograph like two counts of eight, and then I'll put one count of eight freestyle, and then two more counts of eight choreography, and then end with a freestyle. But it doesn't just have to be, but the thing I found out about freestyle, before I say that, the thing I found about freestyle is I like to start, especially with my minis, I like to start giving them a starter, something to start with, whether it's a, like when we talk about the course, the one-arm tut move, or the wave, or whatever it is, and I might do one round. Like the other night, I did one round of a head isolation, and I'll talk about it because it's actually going to be in my course. But I did an arm head isolation, and everybody had to go out and do that move. And then the second round, I said, now you can freestyle and do whatever you want, but I want you to add this move in there, right? And but they remember that when you start going from choreography to freestyle, they'll remember the move. I'm like, I have a move, right? And so you want to work with them on it. So allow them to freestyle in your class. Last one, number seven. So at the end, he asked if there was anything he needed to work on, talking about the student. And I put, teach them the importance of asking that and take time to watch and answer. So major key right there, right? What I used to tell my students all the time, after class, and you can do it after, you know what I mean, when class is over, if you really, really are hungry for the knowledge, I was like, just come up to me and be like, Mr. Chris, what do I need to work on? And then sometimes I'll be like, you know what? Let me see you do the combo again. And I'll watch them. I'm like, okay. I mean, just a little bit on the timing, but again, keep encouraging them. I mean, you look great though. Your energy is great. Just watch the timing a little bit. And I mean, I think you can go even bigger than what you are. Yes, and they'll take that. And if you let your atmosphere be full of that, oh, the growth in your students, they'll start coming back. And they'll do it with guest teachers too. Hey, is there anything I need to work on? I mean, you know what I mean? And you just want them to get into the habit of not just thinking like, I got it, or I know what I'm doing, but really having that hunger for knowledge. So there it is right there. Hashtag Mentor Monday from my man Antoine Troop, dope choreographer. And thank you so much, sir, for putting that out in the universe. because that really blessed me right there. So let's recap. So number one, allow time in your class to talk about goals and vision, where they want to be as a dancer. So number two, encouragement. Number three, teach them to watch each other in class so they can learn from each other. Number four, connect them to the past history of hip hop. So important. Number five, teach them that it's okay to need help. It's all right if you're lost in the sauce. We all are. Every once in a while. Number six, allow them to freestyle. Make freestyle a big part. I got another podcast that I'm working on now, too. It's talking about the introduction of the battle, because there's a whole thing about battling, and I'm so excited about that. But, yeah, allow them to freestyle. And then number seven, at the end, get them in the habit of asking, is there anything I can work on? Because it's going to take them to the next level. All right, there it is. That's your podcast right there. I hope you enjoyed it. Holler at your boy. Hey, and if you have questions about the video courses that I'm putting out, shoot me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com, and I'll definitely get that back to you. And, yeah, I think that's it. So y'all be blessed. Hey, I know this was a long one. I hope you took all the notes. But, yeah, and get that run. Jump, do a forward roll. I know it's not a hip-hop class, but you know what? In my baby hip-hop class, I do be adding the tumbling joints in there. You know what I mean? You got to get the mats out. Can't be doing choreography all the time on the five-year-olds. All right, it's your boy, Mr. Chris. I'm about it here. Thank you for tuning in once again, and I'm out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side. Now jump. Put your left leg to the side. Now jump. Cross your arms, do a real tight. Now jump. Put your arms up real high. Now jump. Put your right leg to the side. Now jump. Put your left leg to the side. Now jump. Cross your arms, do a real tight. Now jump. Put your arms up real high. Come on, now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.